Proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 17th of October, Anno Domini 2009, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And we're going to be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, a few things you can choose, and absolutely
And I'm Rob Linton.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
You are who?
I am Rob Linton.
Who?
I don't know. I forgot after this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen, in the house.
No, I figured Nick would come in with, who is he?
I was putting my headset on. I was completely confused. I was confused.
Well, it is very chaotic here, and we should probably explain with your upcoming
Let's talk about this for a minute. For the last 7 years, Soundbites was on a commercial radio station. It was a great place, but being on a commercial station meant that 20 minutes out of every hour was spent not doing Soundbites.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes 30 or 40,
easily.
Seems like. Now we're on a member-supported radio station, and we're on for 2 solid hours, except for the odd minute here and there. However,
it's literally minutes.
It is literally just a minute or two each time. However, being on a member-supported radio station means we have certain duties that we perform gladly at various times of the year. One of them is the membership drive, and that's now. Deal with it. Let me take just a second to explain the meaning of member-supported. This radio station gets exactly no money from the federal government. We get exactly no money from the state. We get no money from the city of Rochester, no money from the town of Greece, no money from the school district. In fact, the only money we get ever is from your memberships. Members like you, members who give generously of their dollars to keep this station on the air. Let me give you some idea of how rare this station is. There are very few member-supported jazz stations in this country. In fact, there are only 9. And the folks here at Jazz 90.1, in particular station manager Rob Linton, took us in, gave us 2 hours, disrupted their whole schedule to keep us on the air, and in the process gave us a home that in very short time we have learned to love. Now, it's our turn. Not just us here in the studio, but all of us. It's our turn to show our appreciation for our new home. It's our turn to show Rob and the folks here at the station that we not only appreciate our new home, but that we love it. I don't know about you, but I've settled in here pretty comfortably, and I hope you have too. So, that's all the schmaltzy stuff. Now for the crass stuff. You need to call 585-966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or if you're outside the 585 area code, toll free 1-800-790-0415. That's 966-5299 or 800-790-0415. You need to show this station how you feel about this show. Pledge any amount from a dollar on up. You'll get a membership card. At certain dollars amounts, you get prizes. And I'll read you off the list. If you are a $35 member, that's for seniors and students, you get the Jazz 91.1 membership card and the 2010
what
calendar
was that magnet. Number again?
966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or outside the 585 area code, 1-800-790-0415. And that $35 membership is only a dime a day, folks, a dime a day. At the $50 membership, which is only 14 cents a day, you not only get, of course, the membership card and the calendar magnet. That comes with all of them. I won't bother saying that again. But you get your choice of a size of the Soundbites short sleeve white T-shirt. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The next membership level.
We can even autograph it for me.
Anytime. I already said anytime we see you on the street. We'll be happy if we've got a pen that's
washer-proof. Or we can autograph it before they close out.
So that's why they need two, one to autograph and frame and one to actually wear.
That's exactly right. And for if you're a $90.10 sponsor, get it. Then you get the choice of either the T-shirt or the the white short sleeve t-shirt or the white short sleeve polo shirt, which is very schnazzy, or of course the Jazz 90.1 baseball cap. If you're a $150 supporter, which really is the best deal.
Yeah.
For $150, you get not only the membership card and the calendar magnet, you get the t-shirt, the polo shirt, and the baseball cap. You get it all for $150. Now, here's
I think Rob had it down, though. If you do $1,000, you come over and do the lawn?
He said that. I did not. But for you know what? $1,000 is only $275 a day. $275, yeah, that's less than a cup of coffee.
Yep.
And what you get for that is one of only nine stations in the world, in the United States, that do this as a public service. So call now, call early, call often. And that brings us to our poll of the week at soundbites.org. The question is, are you a member of Jazz 90.1? And the choices are yes and not yet.
The only two we want to hear.
That's exactly right. Now, when you're done with that, of course, I know you people. You are not satisfied with just a simple click on a button. So if you look underneath the poll, you will see a little yellow box. If you click on give us your opinion, it takes you to my website at asknick.com.
That's asknick.com.
You're all about the bell today,
yes,
aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, we could hook up the other one, which is really loud.
Right,
we got
another
one here too,
where you can leave an opinion. And for those of you who are outside the 585 area code, you listen to this show every week, And what is it worth to have this kind of not just advice but fun for 2 hours every week? I think it's worth 10%.
At least.
Add up what you have spent on your computer setup. That's hardware and software. If you're a Windows person, you're already at $2,000, by the way.
Easily.
Your hardware, your software, that's the operating system, Microsoft Office, all the other programs you buy, Halo, all that other stuff. All of that stuff you're paying for. You've got a router in your house. You've got some sort of broadband connection. Add all that up and send us 10%. Not just us, but this station. Here's the problem. The polka people in front of us. The polka people brought in $5,200. $5,200. How are we going to beat that? We're going to beat that by you. You can call 585-966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. The great Jazz 901 website, jazz901.org. You can pledge right online. Any membership you give today will be counted toward our goal. Now, this is our first year.
Yeah.
Let's not look bad.
Well, this is the thing. Two things that I wanted to bring up.
I think that's a little too late for that.
Yeah.
Let's not make the show look bad.
And it may be too late for that, too.
By going to the web, they can not only fill out the pledge form, but they don't even have to miss a beat. They can go into their computer room if the radio won't reach that long, click us on the stream, listen to us, so they won't miss any information. Sit back, relax, and fill out that form. And show Rob that, he took a chance on us, like you said. And for that to really happen and, prove that, we are a strong show like we were in years past to be around for 20 years, it's through your support. And it's, picking up the phone. And like I say, any dollar amount. The other thing is, one thing that Jazz 90.1 does here is they'll allow you to do installment payments.
Nice.
So if you want to, spread it out a little over time, I know the holidays are coming up and everything else, but, Jazz 90.1 really makes it so simple for you that you can put it over installment payments. So, pick up the phone or go to the web. We'd really like to I know we won't come close to 5,000 this year, but even
what do you mean we won't come close? Well, I'm counting on you people out there to I realize these are parlous economic times, and I understand
year,
all of that.
For the first hour, I'd like to do at least $2,000.
All right, we can do that. We need you to call in, though. That's how it works. I understand these are parlous economic times. I understand that people are out of work or cutting back or whatever. We're not necessarily asking you to pledge $1,000 or $500 or even $365. Whatever you can afford, we will take. Now, if you pledge at one of those levels, 35, 50, 100, 150, 365, 500, 1,000, then you get the premium, the T-shirt or the polo shirt or the baseball cap or all three, whatever, whatever. But or Steve will come to your home and tell you about the latest TV shows that went on last week.
Ooh,
it's very nice. I'm not asking. I'm not telling.
They
you
did explain how Lou Diamond Phillips can be on Stargate Universe when the ship is a billion light years away.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't tell me. I was out last night. I went to the RRRA, the ham radio people, and talked to them for a while. It was really nifty.
Cool.
It was really, and I know they're all listening now, and I know they're all calling in. I know that because this is what we want. We need people to call in. You don't have to have your name read on the air if you don't want to. If you do, we'll be glad to do it. We're proud of our supporters. But you have to decide which you want to do. One thing they told me about that I have to tell you, there's I don't remember it entirely when I wrote it down, but I don't remember where it is right now. They have this place that's a radio silence zone. And what they've done is they've built up a radio net that's much more powerful than standard Wi-Fi, and all the people in the area have radios in their, you know, that they plug into their laptops, and they get wireless, they get Wi-Fi. Well, it's not Wi-Fi, it's actual radio, anywhere. So they're in the mountains, I think it's in Tennessee, right? So they're in the mountains, they're down in the valleys, they're wherever it is. They can still get wireless connectivity. Sitting by a mountain stream, they've got wireless connectivity.
Cool.
It's a very clever idea. Not a lot of places are doing it yet, and it's not cheap yet, but it will be.
Like anything else, it'll just take a little time, you know, and over time.
That's exactly how it works.
Starts out high and winds up.
That's
now,
exactly
if we can only get the
FiOS
in for you.
Yep. That's what we're doing at this moment. We are, we know that, like I said, we know these are tough times economically. I get that. Believe me when I tell you I get that. But we'd love you to find it in your hearts and in your wallets to become a member at whatever level. Join our little family and feel good. See, now here's the thing. If you are listening right now and you're not a member, you're feeling guilty. I know you are. Deep down in your soul, you're angry, some of you. Some of you are angry. And why are you angry? You're angry because you're guilty. I get that. I know that. You're angry because you haven't joined and you don't want to be reminded of it. Well, there's a really simple fix for that.
Yep.
Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. And pledge any amount, become a member, and that anger immediately turns to smug self-satisfaction. Easy enough to do, easy enough to get. If you're listening on the stream, think about the fact that this station has to pay for that stream. That's not free. There is no support that doesn't come from membership dollars. So anytime you think they're getting anything, you're wrong. They pay for everything, and everything comes from member dollars. So if you're listening on the stream, feel free to support us on that stream. 966-JAZZ, 1-800-790-0415.
And one of the other big features of us being here now on Jazz 90.1, if we were over the other place, we wouldn't be on the air right now.
That's right.
Because of sports.
That's exactly
Rob
right.
Rob has given us a home where we can be on every week for a solid 2 hours.
Yep.
And literally, if you add up the couple of minutes we take a break, I think it's it. 20 after, well, I should know, 20 and 40 after.
Yeah. If you don't know, we're in trouble.
We're in big trouble. But anyways, the total time that we spend on, you know, commercials, or I shouldn't say underwriters.
Underwriters.
Is maybe, what, maybe 10 minutes out of 2 hours?
Max. Some of our breaks used to be 10 minutes, I think.
We are going to be here week after week. We're not going to get bumped because of this sports event or that sports event. We're just here.
For example.
Giving you your soundbites advice that you've come to really rely on over the past 20 years. We're just here.
Pardon me, I was opening my adult beverage.
Yeah, for example, last week.
It's half lemonade and half iced tea. That's an adult beverage. Kids don't drink that.
Yeah.
Last week's show was 1 hour and 54 minutes of recording time. So 6 minutes out of 2 hours.
6 minutes out of 2 hours, you're getting computer advice. At any time during the 2 hours, you can pick up the phones and, you know, ask your computer question. And if we don't know it, we're always saying, all right, well, tell you what, let us get back to you. We provide you with a security tango. how to keep that up and keep that up to date and keeping your machine clean and virus free, so you're not slowing down and having all these issues and everything else. You know, it just doesn't get any better.
Let me get even more crass about this. Dave and Steve and I give out free computer advice constantly. We're in the grocery store. We're in line at the movie. My God.
Yeah.
I was coming out of a movie and some guy accosted me.
See, Dave and I are even worse because we have names on our trucks.
Yeah. Right. I can at least, I've got the sound bites,
license plate.
Right. So that, but we do this on the air for free. Believe me, we don't get paid for this. We do it in shopping malls and we do it in line at the bank and we do it everywhere. Free computer advice everywhere. All we're asking from you is, is that worth anything to you? Because if it's not, why are we doing it? If it's completely worthless, why are we doing it? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. After the break, I promise you we'll do some computery stuff. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 survives thanks to listeners becoming members. Join us now by phoning in your pledge at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or if you're out of our local area, call toll-free 800-790-0415.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 fall membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org. Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Lifetime Assistance, presenting jazz saxophonist and three-time Grammy winner Branford Marsalis, performing live at the new Eastman Theater on Sunday, October 18th at 7 p.m. This concert will celebrate Lifetime Assistance Foundation's annual Inspiration Award event. Tickets for the Branford Marsalis performance at the Eastman Theater are available through Ticketmaster at 232-1900, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster outlets.
Hi, I'm Linda Wildman. Please join me middays, 10 to noon on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Well, if you're a Windows user, you got hit with a massive update this week by Microsoft's monthly visitor. They released a very large series of updates, 13 in all, affecting Windows and other products and fixing a total of 33 vulnerabilities. Even Windows 7, as yet unavailable to the general public, has a few vulnerabilities fixed. 8 of the updates are rated critical on at least one platform. The other 5 are important. Microsoft rates 11 of the vulnerabilities either as having consistent exploit code already or as likely to have it. So if you didn't do the update, you are very, very vulnerable. There are fixes for Windows itself, SMB, which is the system message block, the way that it talks to other servers, Windows Media Runtime, Windows Media Player, FTP services, Internet Explorer, there's a surprise, ActiveX, The Windows Crypto API, which is how they encrypt data going over the network. The indexing service that you can then search for stuff on your hard drive because it's all been searched and indexed for you. The Windows kernel itself, local security authority, the Active Template Library, ActiveX again, Microsoft Office could allow remote code execution. Somebody out on the internet could do that. Microsoft.net stuff. I mean, it was just ridiculous. So our question to you, of course, is did you do the upgrade and how did it go? Give us a call. 585-966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Make a pledge, then talk to us. You don't have to make a pledge, but you should. You know you should. It's the same number. You're already calling anyway. It's less than a minute. Make the pledge. You're on your way.
And you're getting great computer advice.
And, of course, you can pledge online at jazz901.org.
And while you're there, you don't even have to miss the show. You can click on the stream, be listening to us right there in the comforts of your own home.
Right.
In your computer chair, listen to the show, and fill out the form.
Right.
And it is secure. You don't have to worry about it. Trust us. It is a secure site, so nothing's going to be stolen or anything else. We can guarantee that.
Yep. And by the way, make sure that you – I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say something, and it's gone.
But make sure of it.
But make sure of it, whatever it is. Anyway, we got an email. This is actually not a brand-new email, but Dave from Walworth – wrote, I love this. I've been using Windows 7 Release Candidate 1 since mid-June and decided yesterday to set up my TV tuner inside Media Center. I set it all up, clicked the Watch Live TV link, Channel 8 game came on. It was the third quarter of the Buffalo Bills-Miami Dolphins game. The score was Miami 31, Buffalo 3. Do I need a new TV tuner card?
No, Buffalo Bills have to get a new team.
Dave, the Buffalo Bills are well known for being able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, and I do not believe that there is anything you can buy that will help them except perhaps some new team members. But we are...
Well, what was the thing on the news yesterday? The coach is saying, I'm still working for them, and Ralph Wilson is off being interviewed somewhere else, and he's not so sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
See, it's always bad to blame the coach when the players aren't doing things right, I suppose. But the coach is supposed to whip those players into shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not literally.
Yeah, apparently that's not legal anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was a really great science fiction football story that I read called The Rookie. It's actually a series by Scott Sigler. And it's about this backwater kid who was a football star in his little tiny human-only planet. And then he joined the big leagues where the defenders are key warriors. They're 1,000 pounds. They have 12 legs, and they want to eat you, literally.
Yep.
The receivers are little sklornos, and they can jump 15 feet in the air and do the 40-yard dash in 2 seconds. And suddenly he's not the star anymore.
Yeah, right. We have an email also from Ed from Hamlin. He says, Stinger freezes on a specific file. What do I do? You stop using Stinger. That's the first thing. We really generally aren't recommending Stinger as much anymore. It's not a bad program to run. And it's actually, it's a good program. But they haven't updated it in a while. And unless there's a brand new update, there's no reason to run it. If you go to Dance the Security Tango at securitytango.com, you will find that there are now three parts to the Security Tango. There's the Windows Waltz, the Linux Lambada, and the Mac Arena. Thank you. You run whichever one is necessary to your machine. In the Windows Waltz, there is that's where the Stinger thing used to be. It actually is still there, but you don't have to run it. And if it's freezing on that component, it's either a problem with that component or it's in some way something else is stopping it from running.
Well, the reason we also changed direction on that is because, unfortunately, for the average user and everything else, the so-called dumb virus writers have gotten smarter in that they found, don't derive any money or monetary benefits by just sitting there putting code on somebody's machine and, I brought it down. What they're focusing on now is trying to get into your machine and steal information, whether it's just stealing your email list, your whole contact list. If they can steal that, get all those emails, they compile them, and then they can turn around and sell those lists to other spammers. And this is where they make money. And that's what they're trying to do, is make money. They don't want it anymore. They're not happy with anymore just taking down a machine and, oh, I got your machine full of this virus, and I doubled, you know, the size, and I filled it up with all this stupid stuff.
Right.
They don't want that anymore.
We had a customer get caught last week in a spoofed phishing scam. She started getting hundreds of emails bouncing back to her account that she never sent. Her friends were calling her and saying that you sent me a virus. She didn't. Someone she knew had a virus, and it was sending it out in her name. And she asked, what can I do to make this stop? Nothing. Tell all your friends to get all their computers scanned.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works.
Or change your email address and don't check the other one anymore.
One other one that since we're on the topic of scams, you know, right now I know, folks, it's the holidays, you know, and, you know, everybody's hurting for money and everything else because just the way the times are. Well, there's a scam going on right now. You've heard us talk before. You want to talk about official-looking paperwork. This is it. And what it is, it comes from American Trade Registry Company.
Which sounds legitimate.
Yep, and my office manager happened to get this. And it even included a check, a valid check that, you know, it's the, you know, front and back. Oh, the marks you'd swear up and down that, oh, this is legit. No, this is good. They want me to do it. You can go ahead and deposit it. Yep, and it will credit your account. But because it's an out-of-state check, it takes a while to go ahead and clear. So they want you to do these wire transfers and everything else. And what happens is, bam, you're getting nailed for all this stuff that you're buying. Because
when you do wire transfers, you give them your account information.
And there goes all your private information, folks. Information that you don't really want going over. And in fact, the number that you got to call is over in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a search trying to find this company. It's American Trade Registry Company, and they are not to be found anywhere.
You think they're fake? Wow.
Could be. But, I mean, when they sit there, and in this case, they happen to send her a check for $3,950. Now, I'm sorry. A place that you don't know from squat that you might have signed up turns around and sends you this check for $3,900, and they want you to start spending it and doing stuff.
And it's drawn on LaSalle Bank in Chicago, Illinois.
Which is a valid bank.
Which is a real bank. It looks really legitimate.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
right.
Like
so if you were to go to that bank and give them a call, their phone number is available on the web, and ask them about the account number. By the way, there's no account number on this check. Oh, there it is. There it is down there. You can call them and ask about that account number. I'll guarantee you they'll tell you there's no money in that account. That account doesn't exist.
Yeah. For them to just be arbitrarily sending out, you know, checks like this for $3,500? I don't think so.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
I know, you know, oh, you're happy that you think you're coming into money. No, folks. Listen to
if it
to
sounds
us.
Too good to be true, it almost certainly is.
I guarantee you it is. And don't be fooled by it. You know, don't get suckered into it and think, well, I'll just wait and let it see.
Well, and this is one of those fake secret mystery shopper things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to pay you this much, and we're going to give you this much for gas, and we're going to give you $200 to spend on something, and all you have to do is write the reports, and here's your check. But now that you've got the check, let's open some wire transfer, and we'll do some stuff, and you have to give us some information so we can prove you're a legitimate person who might be doing this shopping and how right. much money
which
you have
is a real service
and
that a lot of stores do
mm-hmm. right but this ain't it
definitely not it. And please, you know, you heard it here first on Sound Bites. Tell your friends, tell even your enemies, you know. Nobody needs to be taken by this stupid stuff anymore. And like Steve was saying, if it's too good to be true, you can bank on it that it is. Nobody's just going to be handing out checks for $3,500.
Right. And if you're a...
Without you signing an employment contract and knowing your responsibilities and things
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I say, it's so easy nowadays to create stuff on the web. I mean, they've gotten really, even in emails, you can get the notices that look like it's from your bank.
Right.
And they've got the watermarks and everything else to that you click on. Oh, well, this got me because that says it's my bank. And, yeah, look, it's even got the cool marks on it and everything else. Yeah.
Yep.
They're ready there to take your money and run, and then you're going to be stuck with the bill.
Yep.
And you don't need it right around these holidays. Matter of fact, we'd rather have you pick up the phone and
give us a call. The number is in the 585 area code. It's 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Outside the 585 area code, it's toll free, 1-800-790-0415. You can get those numbers also on our website at soundbites.org or at the greatjazz901.org website. In addition, by the way, as long as you're there, click on the pledge button. Because we are in a membership drive. When you call, you'll talk to the lovely Lori, who is in the process of giving us a hand and taking your pledges. She'll ask you if you want to pledge. You can always say no. That would be a little curmudgeonly, but you could certainly do it. Remember, we have multiple levels of membership, but we'll take member dollars in any amount, you know, a buck on up, and we'll be happy to do that. We have membership levels, $35, $50, $100. The $50 level, you get the Soundbites t-shirt. At the $100 level, you can get the t-shirt or the polo shirt, which is pretty cool, or the Jazz baseball cap. At $150 membership, you get all three of them. It's the best deal we've got, and that's only 41 cents a day for great jazz, great entertainment, and, of course, Soundbites. So give us a call just like Steve did. Steve, where are you calling from? Steve? Steve, are you there?
Push the right button, Dave.
There, he should be there now. Steve?
Yes.
Yeah. Ah, there you are. Where are you calling from?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Ooh, very nice. Are you a member?
No, I am not.
Well, I guess that's the Triad area, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We've been hearing lots about the Triad area on the Stop the Cap website about your internet problems down
yeah.
there.
Now, how do you spell Greensboro?
Greensboro.
I got it right. How about me? What's your question?
Hey, I am using iTunes, and I have about exceeded the capacity of my hard drive. And what I was looking to do is try to shift some of those podcasts over and still be able to use, you know, retain them, but free up some space on my hard drive. And I don't know how I should do that.
Well, it's a little tricky to move existing files. You can move all of your files, and Apple has a tech note for that, but moving some of them is a lot trickier. You end up physically moving the files, deleting them from your iTunes library, and then re-importing them. The key is that in the iTunes preferences, there is a preference to copy the files into the library, and you want to uncheck that. So whenever you download files or have other files and you drag them into iTunes, they stay where they are. They don't copy into your library.
Or so if you do copy them into the library, you get two copies of them?
Yes, one in the library and one from wherever you copied it from.
So he could go and erase all the ones, say, in his download folder.
Right, and just leave
already,
the ones
if
in the library.
If he's already imported them in.
Yeah, or you can move your entire library onto another computer. Or you can try to have multiple libraries, which is even trickier.
Okay. So could I take and copy the entire library onto a backup hard drive or something, an external hard drive?
Right. And then in the iTunes preferences, you tell it where the library is.
Okay.
Or even the easier thing is to put an alias of that library in your iTunes folder on the main hard drive. But Apple does have a tech note on their knowledge base, and I think we've linked to it before. I'm checking that now. That explains exactly how to move your library to another hard drive.
Ah, that'd be perfect. That's perfect.
Perfect. There you go.
Thank you.
Now, don't forget, Steve. You're in North Carolina. I know that it's tough online for you guys down there, but you really need to grab our
there it is.
Jazz901.org and pledge some money because we gave you good advice.
And tell you what,
please, you know, it's worth it.
Tell a friend.
Tell a half a dozen friends. You're in Greensboro, North Carolina. Yeah. You have a thousand friends who do not even know about sound bites, and it is your job to evangelize for us. Get out there, Steve. Get out on the streets right now. Go buy a small drum and get out there and bang it.
Yep. And
I will do it.
Yep. Thank you.
And I did just find it in our link list. It's called Moving Your iTunes Music Folder, and there are instructions for Mac users and Windows users.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I'll do it. I'll trump the call.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir.
I'm running into the same thing on my computer. All the podcasts I download, the video podcasts, I got 300 gigs on my 500-gig hard drive.
Yep.
And I don't want to delete them.
Yep. Understandable. Now, before we go any farther, I would like to personally acknowledge Betty from Rochester, who has pledged $365. God bless you, Betty. God bless you. $365. It's only a dollar a day. It's a dollar a day for great jazz, great information, and, of course, you're pledging it to support the home of sound bites. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco. Tony's waiting on the line, among others. And you, give us a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or pledge securely online, jazz901.org. Back in just a couple of minutes with the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Phone your pledge to Jazz 90.1 now by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions, on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 fall membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
When Americans volunteer to serve their country promises to take care of them when they come home. For a paralyzed veteran, day-to-day living is a major challenge. Paralyzed Veterans of America works to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised from the country they proudly served. A spinal cord injury is an injury for life.
And at Paralyzed Veterans, we are their partners for life.
To help America's veterans, visit pva.org.
Hey, this is Derek Lucas, host of The Spectrum. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 42 minutes after the hour, you are listening to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. I've been looking at the opinions and the my website, AskNick.com.
That's AskNick.com.
And people are feeling... there you go.
Sorry, I had to miss that one because I still had something running that I had it potted down.
No, that's fair. We've got some people who seem to be angry that that we have to do the member-supported stuff.
They're just kidding. Yeah,
it's either a pledge drive a couple of times a year or a commercial every 10 minutes.
Listen, I feel sorry for them. They're angry because they're feeling guilty. That's what it's all about. They're guilty that they haven't pledged. Dave had to leave the room. He's so angry. They're just feeling guilty, and there's a way to assuage that guilt. Just give us a call. The number is 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. That's in the 585 area code. If you're outside the 585 area code, just like Steve was in Greensboro, North Carolina, you can call us at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Change that anger into smug self-satisfaction. It's better for your heart, and it's better for this station. We're going to go back to the phones. Our next caller is Tony. Tony, where are you calling from?
East Rochester.
And are you a member?
No, I'm not yet.
You will be. Well, yeah, see, that's what I like to hear.
Okay.
What's your question, Tony?
I missed the first part of what you said about the Microsoft updates. I have Windows XP. My computer says install 29 updates.
Yes.
I should do that?
Yes, you absolutely should do that. They're very important, high-danger security things that are being fixed in that update. So you definitely want to do that update.
Okay.
Do it today. It'll take a while. You'll be rebooting.
Okay.
But
and
definitely
in fact,
do that.
You may need to reboot and check for updates again.
Right.
There may be some updates that need previous updates first.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, what we recommend is that when you do an update, you immediately check for another update and continue to do that until it comes back and says no updates available.
Okay, I will do that. And one other question, Microsoft Office.
Yes.
I don't have that program installed on my computer, I don't believe.
Okay.
But should I also include that update?
Well, that's the reason you only have 29 instead of 33. Microsoft knows what you have installed in your computer, which may or may not scare you, and they aren't giving you the updates for programs you don't have.
Oh, so I install that anyway?
Just install everything, and it won't install stuff that won't install updates for programs you don't have.
So if that update is listed, you do have that program.
Okay. Is that on a disk, a separate disk that I...
It should have been, yeah.
Well, what you may have gotten, if you did not buy Microsoft Office, what you may have gotten was the 90-day trial, which is, of course, now gone.
Okay.
But it would still be installed on your computer, so they're patching those holes for that trial version.
Okay, so I should still install that update.
You should install everything.
Yep. Okay.
Yep, no question.
And if I have a problem with the computer afterwards, then I can uninstall?
Sometimes. That's why you want to have a good backup of your system before you do anything like this. So if there is a problem, you can restore from backup.
Most people have had no problem doing an update.
Oh. Yeah, it's been going flawlessly.
Yep.
Okay.
Or some other F word. All right?
Yeah.
Very good. Thank
fantastic.
You.
Thank you. So fantastic. Yep. Or phenomenal. Wait.
Phenomenal.
No.
There was an article this week, and I'm trying to find it again. Someone, it's like the 2 or 3 year anniversary since Microsoft started doing monthly updates instead of releasing them whenever they wanted.
Right.
Whenever they were ready, I should say. And they counted how many thousands of updates have been released in the last couple of years. And so on one hand, it's good they're releasing updates, but on the other hand, it's bad that they have to release updates.
Well, right, but everybody releases updates. Yeah. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
The problem I have with Microsoft is that they don't do it in a timely manner. They do it once a month. You know? Somebody was laughing that my Linux system, you know, updates all the time, but it's every little program. They don't wait. If there's an update, they send it to you immediately.
Yep. Which enterprise users love, because there's been a criticism against the Macintosh that Apple releases updates when they're ready, which can be, you know, any time. Whereas within the enterprise, they want to have a set schedule so they know when updates are coming, so they know when they have to work on the computers.
Right.
So I'd rather have updates come as soon as they're ready rather than when Microsoft thinks...
Rather than be vulnerable for 3.5 weeks.
Exactly. In fact, that's sort of the joke.
Well, you're logical.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's like government.
And that's kind of the joke in the Windows world is that Update Tuesday is followed by Exploit Wednesday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So all of the updates that come out on Tuesday... exploits will come out by Wednesday to use those holes that people haven't patched yet.
Yep. And new holes that they found that they know won't be fixed for a month.
Yep.
All right, our next caller is Scott. Scott, where are you calling from?
From Buffalo, New York.
Ha ha, Scott, how are you?
Otherwise known as Moon Beaver.
Yes, you are.
Oh, there he is.
How are you, our friend?
I got rid of, thanks to Steve's suggestion, I got rid of the old Norton utilities, Norton antivirus off my wife's new iMac. She has Snow Leopard on the iMac. And now she wants a really good virus, antivirus, to replace the old Norton. What do you suggest?
Well, it's...
Is this on a Mac, did you say?
On a Mac. iMac, yeah.
There are two free antivirus programs. I just answered your question in the forum, too. There are two... but for everyone else, yeah. There are two pretty good free antivirus programs that we talk about in the Security Tango. There's ClamX AV, which comes from the Clam project that's been around for Unix forever. And then there's iAntivirus from PC Tools, which is interesting because they're known for their PC tools.
Right.
they're both pretty good. They're very small. They're very light, so they don't take up a lot of resource hogs. They're not resource hogs. Norton antivirus itself isn't really that bad, but typically they sell it as part of this whole security suite that installs so many things that it really bogs your system down. So if you install just the antivirus, it's not too bad. One of the issues that people don't like about any antivirus is it by default they're set to scan disks you insert. So every time you put a CD in the computer or a flash drive, and especially a flash drive in the computer, it scans that drive for viruses, which is a good thing, but it takes a lot of time to do that, and so that's always annoying.
Is there anything do these ones you suggest, do they do automatic updates? This is my wife. She will not go and check for updates, so need an automatic
update. That's
updater.
What you're for, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. That's what she's got you.
Well, I know for Clam, you can write a cron job.
Right.
Which then makes it automatic, and there's instructions on how to do that. But I don't think either of them include automatic updates.
Well, under Linux, Clam AV has Clam Scan, which goes out and looks for updates.
But only, yeah, I think in the Mac version, I'm checking now, I think in the Mac version it only checks when you run the program and click check for updates.
Oh, all right.
I'm not sure if it installs the cron job for you. Right. A cron job basically is something that runs at a certain time, cron for chronology or chronograph. So okay. It runs to update the definitions for you.
There used to be a company, I think it was called Intego or something like that.
Yeah, Intego Virus Barrier also isn't bad. It's actually... sometimes a better idea to go with one of the smaller companies because yep. the virus writers know about Norton and McAfee, and they don't release a virus until it can get past that.
All right.
Yep. And for those of you who are listening who wonder why I didn't browbeat him about being a member, we know he's already a member.
Yep.
Scott is a member, and we're very excited about that. Thank you so much, Scott.
Sure. Okay. Bye-bye.
Have fun. Yep. We love our members. I did get a call. I got a tweet from 3D Warehouse, who wants to know how to see files in iPhone Mail. If you're using your iPhone, you get mail, and if there's a file attached, I'm assuming that's what that means. Mm-hmm. How do you see it?
You should just tap on it.
Just tap right on the screen,
on the file. And you should open a file. A lot depends on what kind of file it is. If it's a JPEG or photo file, then there's a built-in viewer. If it's, say, a Word file or an Excel file, I don't know if the built-in viewer will let you view it. There is a program from DataViz called Documents to Go that will let you edit Word and Excel files on your iPhone. But I think there's a viewer just built in, so you should be able to view that file just by tapping it in the mail program.
There you go. That's for our friend 3D Warehouse who sent me a tweet. We're on Twitter at @sound_bytes. We are, of course, live on the air. You can give us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. If you call in, of course, you will speak to the truly magnificent Lori Enright, who will ask you if you'd like to pledge. If you do, she will take a minute of your time to get you set up before she passes you on to us. And if you don't, and why wouldn't you, she'll pass you on anyway. But be nice to her. She's a volunteer. And if you want to just pledge without talking to us, you can do that securely online. We know you're all about online. You're all listening to a computer show, for Pete's sake. Online, it's at jazz901.org. There's a membership button. It is completely secure. Please pledge. Keep us on the air. God bless Betty from Rochester, $365. But we're just a tiny bit behind the Polka Show. The Polka Show. The Polka Show.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? Not only is she a volunteer, but so are the three of us.
Everyone here is a volunteer.
Yeah. You know, these folks here to bring, you know, the quality of radio show that you're getting day in and day out. Like Nick said, not only our show, but the shows during the week. This is one of the few radio stations that does live concerts. Not pre-recorded, folks. They just had one Thursday night. It was an actual live concert going on. They do it all the time. And, you know, it's through your membership that keeps this radio station going, the great quality of jazz. Laurel Ann and I had a ball Wednesday night listening to the different types of jazz, and it was really remarkable. Because I'll admit, before we came here, I was not a big, you know, I like all kinds of music. I'm very, you know, diverse in that. But since we've been coming here, I've been listening more and more to jazz because it's not the jazz that I thought. So you folks that are listening to just sound bites, you know, hit the preset once in a while that you're already set for sound bites during the week and listen to it because there's some great music. And you can support this great radio programming through your pledges. You know, whether it's just $35, which is just 10 cents a day, $90, or is it? I don't
know. $90 is.
How much is that a day?
I don't know. $100 is 27 cents a day. $50 is 14 cents a day. But we do have membership levels. If you're a senior, 60 or over, or a student, oh, great, I'm not a senior yet. This is excellent. You are. You're old. It's $35. You get the card and the magnet. Everybody gets the membership card. Everybody gets the magnet. If you become a $50 member, remember, we'll take any amount. We're taking any amount. But for a $50 membership, you get the white Soundbite short sleeve t-shirt in your size, small to double X. For $90.10, get it, you get that t-shirt or the white short sleeve polo shirt or the Jazz 90.1 Navy baseball cap. For $150, a mere $150, which is only 41 cents a day. 41 cents a day to become a member of this thing. It really is the best deal because you not only get your membership, but you also get the t-shirt and the polo shirt and the baseball cap. We also have $250 sponsors where Dave will come over and dance in your driveway. The $365 level where you and Betty get to sing duets together. The $500 level where Steve will come and roll around on your lawn and pretend to be a Dalmatian. And the $1,000 level where absolutely nothing happens but we sing your praises in three-part harmony.
Promises endorsed by Nick Francesco are not necessarily those endorsements of the remaining...
I may not completely have all of those 100% right. You cannot hold me to any of them. I may have been slightly wrong on one or two of those prizes. But the rest of them, I know that up to the $150 level, I was correct.
The shirts are fantastic.
The shirts are great.
And if you ask, you know, we'll gladly sign them.
Yep. We'll absolutely gladly sign them.
Or you could pay us not to sign them.
That costs more.
Yeah.
Not signing them costs more. So please give us a call and pledge. If you want to pledge over the phone in the 585 area code, the number is 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's toll free at it's free. We pay you to pledge. 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we know you're all about the online pledges. So please, give us a pledge. Give us a call. The only way, and I'm going to be serious again just for a moment because I know we've got to take a break shortly. The reality is that this is a world that has to run in some form or another by money. Rob took a big chance putting us on a jazz-only station.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us a home, and God bless him. He opened his heart and his microphone to us and gave us a home. But we need to prove that we appreciate that. We need to prove to him that he made a good financial decision as well as a great decision from the heart. So the way that we do that is we pledge. And the way that we pledge is to go online at jazz901.org or give us a call, 966-5299 or 1-800-790-0415. Make that pledge and prove to Rob he did the right thing. You do the right thing, which proves to Rob he did the right thing, which means we can keep doing whatever this thing is that we do every week and bring you mostly begging-free computer advice. We come on a few times a year, and the rest of the time
twice
it's all
a
free.
Year, twice a year, and but the big key thing is, though, we're here every Saturday from 12 to 2. You can count on Saturday afternoons, no matter where you are, in the car, at home, you know, at your computer, you can click on either the webpage or, you know, the other end, and just, we're there.
Yep. All right, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and each and every one of you. Give us a call and make those pledges, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, online at jazz901.org. This is Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Sitting in with my guest, drummer, bandleader, vibraphonist, arranger, and composer, Terry Gibbs. You were talking last about fellow vibraphonist and lifelong pal Tiny Khan, whom you had the privilege of knowing for his entire short life, since he started drumming at age 15.
We used to play baseball. Now, he was about 6'1", weighed about 300 odd pounds. He hit a ball over the center fielder's head one time and got thrown out of the first base. It took him a half hour to get to first base.
Oh.
Running, his shoe flew up in the air, went about a half a mile up in the air with his feet kicking, you know, trying to get to first base.
Oh.
And then one time, he was the catcher. And we were kids, 15 years old. There was some wise guy who got to third base and kept yelling, "Hey, watch out, Fatso, I'm coming home." And every time he said Fatso, Tiny's face got redder and bigger. And this guy kept saying, "Watch out, Fatso, I'm coming home." And somebody hit a ball to one of us out, and we threw it home to Tiny. The guy came in sliding, and Tiny went, "You're out," with the ball. The guy was completely out.
Oh, my
he hit
gosh.
It with the ball. Out. The guy was out. He was out for about 15 minutes. Tiny told me he was out.
This book you're talking about, that's called Good Vibes.
Good Vibes, yeah.
And it's your memoirs.
It's very anecdotal, Hill. It's all my. When I talk about you, nobody will know but you and I. By the way, you know, it won the ASCAP Dean Taylor Award. And the recording industry won. It was the biggest shock to me. You could only get it on the internet because it wasn't in stores. I'd get called, "Mr. Gibbs, about your book." And I'd say, "Well, let me give you a phone number or email number." And then I'd get a call one time, "Mr. Gibbs, your Good Vibes, your book." And I said, "Let me give you a number." He says, "No, your book just won the ASCAP Deems Taylor Award." I thought it was a put-on. So I said, "Hey, wonderful. Listen, talk to you tomorrow, you know." So I called ASCAP in New York. I said, "You know, some idiot called me just not tell me my book won the ASCAP Deems Taylor Award." He said, "It did. We were all talking about it."
After reading it, I'm sure they're still talking about it. Terry Gibbs, sharing the studio with me, I'm Helen Borgers.
Phone your pledge to Jazz 90.1 now by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
We all want the same thing.
Peace.
And Rotary Clubs are making it happen.
Carleton.
Through international scholarships for young people to promote peace and understanding around the world.
Signal is the highest.
Rotary. Humanity in motion.
What do you love about the radio?
I just like the variety because it can put you in different moods and you don't know what to expect. I think my favorite part is you don't know what to expect. So I always get excited when a song is over because I'm excited for what the next song is going to be.
New artist Caitlin Crosby loves radio.
Still have my heart. You still have my heart.
Discover Caitlin Crosby and other new artists where it's good to be heard. Radio. Always something new and fresh, always free. Go to RadioHeardHere.com.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Soundbites. I would like to once again thank Betty and Scott, who are the only people who have pledged.
This is pretty pathetic.
I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed. There are 65 people listening on the stream right now.
It was up to 68 folks listening on the stream.
Right. 65 people on the stream, none of whom, apparently, well, Scott, certainly. So let's call it 63 in case Betty's listening as well. 63 people listening on the stream who are not members. And I just, I'm disappointed. I thought we had more camaraderie than that. I thought we had... people who cared about us and the fact that we're on the air more than that. Anyway, let's go to the news. Apple's Mac sales in the U.S. last quarter were up between 7 and 12% according to estimates published Wednesday by research firms Gartner and IDC. Apple will not release its official sales figures until Monday when it holds a conference call with Wall Street analysts. But everybody's guessing at Apple's numbers, said Bob O'Donnell, IDC's vice president of clients and displays. Here's the interesting thing. This is Bob O'Donnell talking. Last month we called Apple sales low and we got it wrong. I take full blame for that, O'Donnell admitted. I thought, how can they possibly maintain share? But they defy logic. In July, IDC estimated that Apple sold just 1.2 million Macs during the second quarter. A week after that, however, Apple announced it sold 1.64 million Macs, nearly 2% more than the year before. Globally, Apple boosted Mac sales in the second quarter by 4% to 2.6 million machines. Their sales just seem to defy all logic, O'Donnell repeated. There are obviously a certain number of people buying Macs, even in the face of a recession. People don't get it. You know, why are they doing it? Apple, both Gartner and Apple have IDC in the number four spot behind Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Acer, and ahead of Toshiba. However, Apple's year-over-year sales growth, although significantly better than the last two quarters, does in fact lag far behind numbers posted by Acer and Toshiba, which had gains of 48% and 37% respectively, a whopping 61% and 46% in Gartner's estimates. So Apple could grab more market share if it lowered prices, but O'Donnell wasn't holding his breath. The talk on the street is a $799 notebook, he said, referring to persistent rumors that Apple will introduce the lower-priced MacBook this year. But I don't think they care about prices. They're all about making profit. So what makes you a loyal Apple customer? Give us a call at 585-966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Make a pledge, and then you can talk to us.
Yeah, there's always going to be a market for a higher-end whatever. You know, there's Lexus in the marketplace, and there's Chevy in the marketplace, and they're both. Yeah, I'm sure Lexus could sell more cars if they lowered prices, too, but they don't want to. They don't need to.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly right. First, before we go any farther, my spirits are a little bit picked up now. I want to thank, from the bottom of my heart, Brad and Diana, who are stuck in Lodi again, who pledged $35. God bless you both. Thank you very much. There's still 62 cheap so-and-sos listening on the stream, and I don't know how many listening 66. Live. Who have not pledged yet, and we're
let's just assume they're already members.
Yeah, but they get
I doubt that. I sincerely doubt that. we're new to this station. Most of the people who listen to us, some will be members. I completely agree. And thank you so much. Again, you folks can feel smug and self-satisfied that you are supporting one of the very few jazz stations left in the country that are member-supported and mostly jazz. The rest of you, we're new to this station. We've been given a home, and it's time for us to pony up our share. Give us a call, 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org.
And they even have a plan here that, you know, if, like we were saying, things are tight, they've got installments.
That's right.
It doesn't get any easier than that, folks. You can sit there and make installment payments. So, you know, you got to just pick up the phone and please help us out. Don't make us look bad. I mean, like I say, Nick was saying, Rob took a chance, brought us over here. You're getting close to 2 hours of computer information. When you pony that up to what it would cost you in a service call or just something else that's frustrating the heck out of you, and, oh, I'll give the computer guys a call, and we solve it for you, and, oh, you're all kinds of happy. Well, your happiness right now, we need you to equate that into a pledge.
Right.
Picking up the phone and dialing
585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Let me give you the list of things again. Now, you can pledge at any membership level. Give us a buck. We'll be happy. But if you're pledging at a level, $35 gets you the membership card and the calendar magnet, which is also available at every other level. $50 membership gets the white Soundbite short sleeve t-shirt. The $90 and 10 cent sponsorship, get it, you get a choice of that white Soundbite short sleeve t-shirt, the white Soundbite short sleeve polo shirt, or the Jazz 901 Navy baseball cap. The $150 membership, which is by far the best deal going, you get the membership card, the calendar magnet, the t-shirt, the polo shirt, and the baseball cap. All of those things for a mere $150, which is 41 cents a day, for pity's sake. Get over yourself. We also have membership levels of $250, $365, $500, $1,000. We'll take any amount of money you want to give us. You've been sitting on that money inside your mattress for I don't know how long. There's $50,000, $60,000 in there. Send it in. It does a lot better on the air than it does sitting in your mattress. Oh, no, give me that back. I shouldn't have given you that. Sitting in our mattress, in your mattress. So send in some money. Make us feel comfortable. Unfortunately, I take this personally. Yeah. I really do. When people don't call in, I'm thinking, what am I, a schmuck? I do this every week. I got to get over that. I know I got to get over that.
No. You're right.
We do this every week for free, and all we ask is that a couple of times a year you call up and become a member, and you're out there going,
and
shut up and just give us free stuff.
And I mean, it really bugs me when folks get on the phone. Oh, they're back into begging. Well, hello, it's through this begging that you're listening to this
program. That's exactly right.
It wasn't for us doing this, you know, begging twice a year, two times a year.
I know.
You know, like you said, get over it.
I know. But that's all right. I understand. These are parlous economic times. I get that. I do understand that. And I know that when people are, you know, complaining about the begging, it's just because they're uncomfortable. They're feeling bad because they didn't pledge. I get that. I understand that. And God bless you. If I know that there are a lot of you can't pledge right now. I do get that. And you're completely exempt from this. Not a problem.
And just be lucky we're not in Zimbabwe because they're having horrible inflation. I got a picture here of a $10 million banknote that has an expiration date on it. Also, all their money has expiration dates on it. Because today, a loaf of bread is $10 million. Tomorrow, it'll be $20 million.
Nice.
Horrible, horrible inflation.
Our next caller is Dolores. Hi,
hello.
Dolores. Are you a member?
We know this lady.
Of course I'm a member, yes.
Of course you are. Where are you calling from, Dolores?
Lima.
And how are things in Lima?
Gray.
Yeah, they're gray.
Yes.
What can we do to make you happier as a member of Jazz 90.1?
Well, I really wanted to thank you for talking about Stanza a couple weeks ago, maybe.
Oh, sure.
I have the iPod Touch, and of course I have the Kindle download thingy.
Yep.
And when you mentioned Stanza, I went and checked that out, and all my books from eBookWise.
Yeah.
I can get now.
Is that not the coolest thing? Well, we're talking about Dolores, and this must be Second
New?
Life Day. Yeah, this is clearly Second Life Day.
Yes.
Once you said Lima, New York, I know where it is. At any rate, the Stanza is an ebook reader, a free ebook reader for the iPod Touch and the iPhone. There's an app for that, and. It lets you download books from, a dozen different places. You can buy books from them or whatever. And if you're an eBookWise user and you've got an account there, you can sign into that account and download those books to the iPod Touch or the iPhone and use them, right?
Yes, and you can get a lot of free books from, eBookWise or FictionWise.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of books through the Gutenberg Project where typing in all the classic works, and those are available for free through the public domain.
Yeah. My grandson had to read Julius Caesar or something when he was in high school, and he dreaded it, and I was able to get it from Gutenberg, and then he was the coolest kid in town because he was reading it on the eBookWise.
There's a big mess brewing with Google. They are scanning books to put on the Internet, and there's several problems. The copyright holders are a little mad about it.
Oddly.
Well.
But their sort of response is that, you can only look at a few pages online and then you might buy the book. And they're doing orphaned works where they can't find the copyright owners anymore. But the one issue is that Google is asserting a copyright on the scan of the book.
So the
actual text of the book may be in the public domain, but Google is asserting a copyright on the scan. So if you want to use that scan yourself, you have to get permission from Google. You can always scan the books yourself because they're in the public domain if you have your own scanner, but they've got millions and millions of books already scanned. So that's becoming an interesting issue in the copyright world as well.
Man, boy, do you want to be a copyright lawyer right now?
Yeah, they're the people making the money. Never even mind owning a copyright.
Yeah.
If there's a law, the lawyers make money.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dolores.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Always a joy
to
talk to you.
Talk to you later.
Have fun.
Bye.
That's the kind of service that you get here. You find out about new products that help you out. We'd like to thank the newest members to Jazz 90.1. We'd like to thank Lynn, who has generously volunteered, or donated, rather. And we'd like to thank Trish, who has done the same. Thanks to both of you very, very much for your generous donations. Like I said, I know that it's in these parlous economic times, it's not easy to pony up the cash. But clearly, Lynn and Trish and Brad and Diana and Betty and Dolores and Scott have all understood that doing something like this, keeping us on the air, keeping this show going, is not free. And they've decided to become members of the family and pony up the bucks to join in. And I cannot thank you enough for your generosity. So we'll go back to the phones and talk to Lynn. Lynn, are you a member?
Yes, I am. A brand new virgin member.
The same Lynn member.
You.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome,
guys. And I'm sorry, where are you calling from? I don't have your sheet in front of me all of a sudden.
I'm Rochester.
Rochester. Okay. What can we do for you?
I was given, a few months back, a desktop computer.
Yep.
An old desktop computer. How old? It's a Dell Pentium 3.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that would impress you. And it allegedly, this is a hoot, it allegedly has XP on it.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's what the person who donated it to me told me. Me, I think, yeah, sure, right, and I can fly.
Yeah.
So I want to, and I just want to take all the innards out, throw them in the junk pile, and and put in the fresh stuff. I also want to replace the OS altogether with Linux.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah,
and theoretically, XP could be on that machine. It requires a Pentium-class machine at 233 megahertz or better.
But it's going to run horribly
slowly. Remember, you remember the XP is 7-8 years old by itself.
On the other hand, Linux will run on that just fine.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd say definitely do that as opposed to trying to get Windows XP back on there.
I wouldn't look. I don't want a Windows product anyhow. Windows is user unfriendly.
That's the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Not just the, and I'm not talking about just the program. I'm talking about the Microsoft in general.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with those guys.
Good for you.
Yeah. So and you convinced me about Linux long ago, Nick.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show back when you were on the other guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think your best point thing to do at this point, Lynn, is to check out Lugor at lugor.org, L-U-G-O-R. They are the local Linux users group, the Linux users group of Rochester, L-U-G-O-R, Lugor.
Yeah, I met one of the guys from Lugor back at your 20th anniversary party.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and he gave me his card, bless his heart.
God bless him. Give him a call. He'll help you get Linux set up on your machine, show you how to use it.
Yeah, but first I want to replace the innards of my Dell.
Oh, yeah, you probably should.
Yeah. It's probably all original equipment.
Yeah.
And so something's going to give any day now.
Yeah.
Next time I plug it in and set it up.
Yep. All right. We unfortunately have to go, Lynn. We've got to take a break. But you can call Dave or you can call Steve and help them get the innards replaced. We're going to take a break back in just a couple of minutes. Sound bites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Celebrating 20 years on air, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 fall membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org. Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Lifetime Assistance, presenting jazz saxophonist and three-time Grammy winner Branford Marsalis, performing live at the new Eastman Theater on Sunday, October 18th at 7 p.m. This concert will celebrate Lifetime Assistance Foundation's annual Inspiration Award event. Tickets for the Branford Marsalis performance at the Eastman Theater are available through Ticketmaster at 232-1900, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster outlets.
Ready to transform yourself from a listener to a member? Call 966-5299 and make your pledge now to Jazz 90.1. That's 966-JAZZ. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Hello, this is Joelle Van Buren. Join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Now, let's don't forget, if you go to soundbites.org and click on the calendar, you'll see a list of calendar events. There's this show. There's the Friday night show.
I finally got in.
You got in? So you'll see Apple Cider there. You'll also see the RCSI Linux SIG, which I keep forgetting to mention.
Following the show at 3 o'clock today is the Apple Cider Saturday Q&A session.
There you go. And the RCSI Linux SIG, the Rochester Computer Society, has a Linux special interest group that I keep forgetting to mention. Thank you for reminding me, Chris. I'm not actually paying a great deal of attention to what's going on in the IRC chat because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about on the air. So it confuses me to try to maintain two sets of conversations simultaneously. But that's what we do. And we're here, obviously, to give you computer advice and talk about computer stuff and just basically have fun. But you really need to help us out, and I'm really asking you to give us a hand here. It is the membership drive. This station gets absolutely $0 from the federal government, $0 from the state government, $0 from Monroe County, $0 from Rochester, $0 from Greece, $0 from the Greece School District. Every penny that they make comes from member support.
We got to get Mayor Duffy to donate.
Exactly.
Yep.
And we know he's listening because we're Soundbites.
Yep.
Right. And what we really need you to do is give us a call. The numbers are the same as the ones you call to ask computer advice. In the 585 area code, it's 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, it's 1-800-790-0415. So if you're outside the 585 area code, like our friends in Toronto and in North Carolina and in Pennsylvania, and I'm calling you all out by area, and Virginia and everywhere else, give us a call toll free. We'll even pay for you to call in and pledge. How do you like that?
Doesn't get any easier.
That's right, because you call in every week and we pay for the call. Now it's your turn to pay us. Or you can pledge securely online, of course, at jazz901.org. We haven't even brought in $1,000 yet. I'm embarrassed by that, frankly. We have at our old member supported. Well, it wasn't really just member supported.
No,
they got government dollars,
yep,
but
they got
the public station that we were on. We held the record for the most pledges, the most dollars raised in an hour. We're clearly below that here, and your reputation as a Soundbites listener is at stake here. You have 35 minutes. Give us a call at Soundbites. Radio show. We are right here at Jazz 901, jazz901.org. You can pledge online. Oh, very nice. We have, and I can mention the first name here. That's very nice. We have Samuel, who was kind enough to donate $10 to Crisp. $5 bills. Thank you so much, Samuel. We appreciate that. Every penny helps. We appreciate every nickel that comes in. We're very happy.
He's also a Cider member, so we'll plug again. The Cider meeting coming up at 3 o'clock.
There you go.
As soon as I can get there, the Visual Studies Workshop, corner of Princeton University, and you can get all your Mac questions answered in person.
And Samuel, you will be able to proudly hold your head up as the newest member of Jazz 901, and you will... Well, you've now just committed a federal offense.
Yeah, you defaced federal money there.
You just stapled money.
Find a paperclip. She just came in with a paperclip for you.
She's got the paperclip right there after you have committed a federal offense. Officers, it's Dave Enright. Come and take him away. He stapled
and
money.
They better come
paper.
With their pledge forms filled out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We are listening to the longest running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites. It's a rainy Saturday afternoon. You're securely sitting in your little home with your feet up on the whatever, listening to us, and you know that you could be
don't
just
make
as
me
secure
do a rant
online.
About this.
That's exactly right. You could
you
be just
don't
as secure online at jazz901.org. Give us a call there. Or pledge online there. It's just click, click, click. Or if you call in, it's less than a minute of your time to change that anger and guilt you're feeling to smug self-satisfaction. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. Secure online at jazz901.org. Call us, pledge, Be happy. Be
really
good.
I mean, you know, like, you know, we keep saying it over and over again. We will keep saying it over and over again because Rob took a chance on us. We're here. We're giving you 2 hours, just about 2 full hours of computer help every Saturday. This is taking not only, you know, and like most places, one person's life, but three of us. The three of us donate our time each week. And by you, you know, picking up the phone, calling, and I don't care whether it's $10, $5, whatever. Pick up the phone and make a pledge. It's showing that you really care about the support, you know, and help that we give you folks week after week after week. 20 years of being here, donating our time. And all we ask is now twice a year to, you know, ante up and give something.
And Chris Wright just pointed out if you donate $104, it's a dollar for every hour we're on the air for a year.
Yeah.
$104. So if you pledge at the $90.10 level, it's costing you less than a buck an hour to listen to sound bites. I don't know where you get a deal like that anymore. That cut, you pay $8, $10, and that doesn't even include the popcorn and the candy and the gas to get there to go to a movie. And all we're saying is it's a buck an hour. Send us $104, an entire year of entertainment at a buck an hour.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing that folks don't realize. All right, when they pledge at the higher levels, they're getting something in return, you know, whether it's a shirt or anything else. Think about it. You're not paying for the postage. Again, so part of your money that you're pledging, now they're turning around, packaging up, you know, whether it's the shirt or whatever, the ball cap. They're, you know, turning around and sending that out to you. And again, they don't charge you extra. They're literally packing it up and glad for your membership, and that's what we want, you know, because it's looking very embarrassing right now for the Soundbites listeners.
It really
you know?
Is. I mean, they took a chance on us, and we're not coming through.
I'm hoping that, you know, the numbers pick up, you know, because this drive is going on. We will be here, you know, this week and then next week, you know, because they've got a goal. They've got to reach a goal. And right now, you know, what?
Well, that goal is online. We all know what the goal is. The goal is $50,000. We need $50,000. First person, listen, and here's the other part of the deal. We're going to beg until we hit $50,000. So if you call and pledge $50,000, we won't mention it again.
Yeah, we're done.
So far, the station has raised almost $24,000. And the pledge drive has only been going since Wednesday.
That's right.
They're very
and almost none of that came from this show.
Yep. Yeah.
Except so if somebody calls up and pledges $26,000, we'll stop talking.
Yeah.
I think Rob will back us on that. Somebody calls up and pledges $26,000 and actually pays it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll wait till the check clears.
Well, that should be before we come back on the air next week.
That's exactly right.
You know, and I mean, you know, that would be fantastic. But I mean, just some of our listeners, you know, again, heck with the 26, you know, even you can pick up the phone and just give us, even at the what is it, student level, which is only 10 cents a day.
Yeah.
10 cents a day, folks. I mean, we're not asking for a lot. And like I said, we even offer installment payments.
That's exactly right.
If you go for the higher levels, you know, that'd be great. And, you know, we'll be singing praises of you folks, helping keeping us on the air. And that's what it's all about.
And in the meantime, we'll talk a little bit about computers. Sony Computer Entertainment America on Thursday announced that a new 250-gigabyte variation of the PlayStation 3 Slim will be available beginning November 3rd for $349.99. The PS3 hardware will otherwise remain the same as the 120-gigabyte flavor of the Slim, which costs $50 less. The console maker will also continue to sell the physically larger previous model of the PS3, which comes with either an 80-gigabyte or 160-gigabyte hard drive. The extra 130 gigabytes of storage in the 250 gigabyte model gives PS3 owners more room for downloaded movies, game installs and saves, music, and photos. According to Sony, more than 600 million pieces of content have been downloaded from the PlayStation Network as of September 2009. Of course, content could be anything from 5 megabyte themes to hard drive to HD movies, which can take up gigabytes of storage. For most, though, the extra storage will keep users from having to offload those files onto external drives when they run out of space or manually replace the included hard drive with something bigger. The increase should not be a surprise to most gamers, though. It's coming just in time for the holiday season, where console makers stand to sell selling more hardware than at any other time of the year. Also, at the Tokyo Game Show last month, the company announced a special 250-gigabyte version of the console to coincide with the release of Final Fantasy XIII. I did not realize they were that far along.
It's not a very Final Fantasy, then.
Right. So is the PlayStation 3 Slim in your near future? Give us a call. Now, here's the deal.
I'm going to say what's interesting is that a lot of the game consoles have dropped their prices this coming holiday season. Sony now just comes out with a more expensive, higher-end version. And they drop the prices on the lower-end versions.
Right. Oh, I am delighted to be able to announce that according to Daria, our friend Daria, who is a member now of Jazz 90.1, our nagging worked because Daria has joined. Thank you so very much, Daria. Thank you. And, of course, John. John is also a new member and has also joined. I am glad to know that the guilt trip has worked. We have two new members, Daria and John. Thank you very much. Now, listen, Daria, John, Trish, Lynn, Dolores, Scott, Betty, Brad, Diana, I know you're feeling a little lonely. But all the rest of you listening out there can help them. You can help them feel better about this because they're feeling a little lonely because they're kind of out there in that big wide world alone. But you can join them and make them feel welcome as members of Jazz 90.1 by yourselves becoming members of Jazz 90.1. So give a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need you to join. We need you to become a member. We need you to make poor Brad and Diana and Betty and Scott and Dolores and Lynn and Trish and Dave, Davia and John all feel better about themselves. And you'll feel better about yourselves. You're sitting there right now angry because we keep saying join, join, join. But we know you're not really angry. You're feeling guilty. You're feeling embarrassed. You're feeling kind of inadequate.
No, I'm angry, Dan.
And we know where that anger comes from. It comes from a feeling of inadequacy because you have not joined.
Who told you?
You can feel, it's pretty obvious to all of us. Yeah. So you can turn that feeling of inadequacy into smug self-satisfaction by joining now, becoming a member. And then when I talk about becoming a member and I start nagging and nagging, you can sit there and say, "Ah, I am already a member and thus I am smugly self-satisfied." So call now, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, and securely online at jazz901.org. And don't forget the membership levels, the $35 senior level or student level, the $50 membership level, you get the Soundbites short-sleeved white T-shirt. At the $90.10 member, get it, membership level, you get the white Soundbites short-sleeved T-shirt or the white Soundbites short-sleeved polo shirt or the Jazz 90.1 Navy baseball cap. At the $150 membership level, which is the best deal out there, you get the Jazz membership card, the calendar magnet, which you get for all the levels, the T-shirt, the polo shirt, and the baseball cap. Of course, we also have $250 levels, $365 levels, which is, oh, no, I keep giving you that, and it's not yours. And it's that, which is only $1 a day, the $500 level and the $1,000 level.
In fact, you might even get a job.
Yes, you might.
Jazz 90.1 is looking for some volunteer DJs.
I don't believe you need to become a member, although clearly if you want to be a volunteer DJ, you want to be a member.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So, you can contact Derek at jazz901.org or give the office a call. And they're looking for volunteer disc jockeys to do the Monday through Friday midnight to 6 a.m. shifts. The more they get, the shorter your shift can be.
Right.
A couple hour shifts,
sort of
playing jazz.
Yeah. Who's a night owl and is thinking, I really want to do is share my love of jazz with other people. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, don't the jazz shows start at midnight when there's live shows around?
That's how they work. Exactly right. Yeah. So here's yet another person, Wayne from Holly. God bless Wayne has joined at the $150 level, a mere 41 cents a day from our friend Wayne. And Wayne actually did this online, which is wonderful. Thank you, Wayne. We're very pleased to see that. And I don't know why you haven't joined. It really only takes a minute of your time. It's a very few dollars. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, well, I can't afford it. I can't spend a penny on these things because I just can't afford it. And then next weekend, you're going to go out to the computer store and you're going to say, wow, that hard drive is only $350. That's way worth it. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You can pledge. You can do a monthly pledge, you know, $10 a month.
Right.
Well, no, I think
that still puts you in $120.
They got installment plans for that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But again, like you say, they go out there and they get this particular device or that, and they're having troubles with it. Who do they think of calling?
Us.
Yeah. Hello.
Or on
because
Saturday
they
afternoons?
Know we're going to be here every Saturday, you know, to answer their computer questions. Just like we did, numerous folks that have called and said, "Oh, gee, thanks. You know, due to your." Suggestion, I went ahead and did this, and it's working out great. Thanks, guys. You know, it's through those folks like that that we're helping, and we come here week after week. And now that we're here at Jazz 90.1, we're not going to be bumped.
That's right.
We are going to be here every Saturday, and it's three of us. Three of us that could be doing other things.
We're not these guys answering phones underwater for their pledges.
Right.
Well, and that's another thing that we do. We not only give you computer advice, but people who listen to the show tell me, I love to listen to you guys because it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of computer shows on the air right now. Most of them, honestly, drier than dust. They're horribly dry and horribly really not easy to listen to unless you're a massive geek. But we get people listening who are not geeks. They're regular human beings who want to understand their computers. These are the people that we help because we put what we know in language you will understand, and we do it with humor and with all kinds of fun. And that, I think, is worth a few bucks, don't you? I mean, after all, we're not here... we're not getting paid. We're volunteers, and we'd like to know that you appreciate what we do. That's all we're asking. So give us a call. You know the numbers. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites. Back in just a couple of minutes on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Sound Bites, celebrating 20 years.
This is Station Manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 Fall Membership Campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, George Shearing, Karen Allison, and more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune into Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member, and choose to renew your membership now. Please call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free to 1-800-790-0415. Please support Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org.
Phone your pledge to Jazz 90.1 now by calling 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Lifetime Assistance, presenting jazz saxophonist and three-time Grammy winner Branford Marsalis, performing live at the new Eastman Theater on Sunday, October 18th at 7 p.m. This concert will celebrate Lifetime Assistance Foundation's annual Inspiration Award event. Tickets for the Branford Marsalis performance at the Eastman Theater are available through Ticketmaster at 232-1900, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster outlets.
Hi, this is Charles Benoit. Join me and the entire Smart Set tonight from 5 to 6 right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 42 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And we're going to talk to one of our newest members at Jazz 90.1, Dar, up in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. How are you, Dar?
No Ooga horn for me yet. Close enough.
Ooga!
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, the entertainment is priceless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That means a lot to us.
The peace of mind, same thing. Primary, extended, and logical.
Yeah.
What the hey? Explain.
Well,
it's quite illogical.
What Dara is talking about is when you format a hard drive, you can and you create partitions, and you can create a primary partition, an extended partition, mm-hmm. or a logical partition. And they are, in fact, three very different things.
Yep.
The primary partition basically would be the first partition on the hard drive.
With the boot sector in it.
And it right. And it will be a partition that can, in fact, be booted. So if you want to be able to boot a drive, you really want it to be a primary drive.
And I found out the hard way, you can only have one active primary partition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't know which one to boot.
Right. Okay. Right, exactly. And so that's you know, that's what that's all about. So a logical partition is one that is on the drive but is not physically on a different drive, generally. So you create a partition. A primary partition can also be your entire drive, and then it's both a logical and a physical partition. But you can create a partition that only is part of the drive, and that is... And that would then be the...
So if you have two partitions on a drive, one will
right.
be primary and
that
one
will be...
That
would be your second one.
Right, one will be the second one, yeah.
Right.
And but then there's the second one, the extended partition? So there's two logical partitions on one physical drive.
Yep. Right, right.
So like a C and a D on one physical drive, you have one primary, one extended.
Right, so that you have one primary, the rest are logical. And what happens is the logical partitions are actually stored inside the extended partition. The primary partition is physical. It's actually an area of the drive. The rest of the drive is what's called an extended partition. Inside that extended partition, you have logical partitions yep. that also become drive letters.
Because you could divide it up. You could take that extended and divide it up. That say you take a 500 gig hard drive. And you divide it in half. So the first 250 is for the C drive. And you can take that other 250 and divide that up into other drive letters, like, say, 125. So you can have three drive letters, C, D, and E.
Right. So basically, the primary partition is the first one. It could fill the entire drive. And that's actually a physical section of the drive. If you don't fill the drive with that partition, you can also create an extended partition, but that's not a usable device. Inside that extended partition, you can create one or more logical partitions that are usable drive letters. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I've also posted a link from PC Guide that tries to explain a little bit of it, too.
Yeah.
So in that second... extended partition, you could have logical partitions D, E, F, and G. So it's basically that. So the bottom line these days is don't bother with partitions. Just make one partition on the drive.
Right.
Then you don't have to worry about that partition filling up.
Right. And the reality is, if you have multiple partitions on the same drive, unless it's a very old version of Windows and you have like a 32 gig limit or whatever to your partition size, if you have multiple partitions on a drive, you don't gain anything because it's not really a separate drive. And so let's say you store your backup on that partition. If it's really on the same drive and that drive goes, you've lost your backups too.
And it actually can slow down the computer because if you have multiple partitions, say your OS on one partition and your data on another partition, it has to keep bouncing back and forth between those partitions as it's reading the data. It's much better to have two physical drives to do that.
But if you want a home partition.
Right. If you want to create a partition that involves multiple things.
Not really a danger. The annoyance is if you split your hard drive into partitions, you're going to have a C and a D. And the C drive is where your apps go, because apps like to be on your boot partition. And then if that partition gets full, you can't add any more apps, and then you have to repartition, right, which is a pain.
But if you've got enough space, you've got a big enough hard drive.
Well, we're talking Linux, okay?
Right. Under Linux, you do want multiple partitions, because you can have a boot partition, a root partition, and your home partition. And the reason for that, of course, is you don't want to muck about in the boot and in the root. You just want to do stuff in your home partition. You install applications in the root partition. The boot partition is completely separate and has its own stuff. And then home is where you put your things. They can and the nice thing about Linux is it will do that for you if you just do it automatically, like with Ubuntu or Mint or one of those. Or you can do it by hand. And what I did, for example, at work, is I made a fairly large boot partition just because I had a huge drive. And the second part of that drive was all root, so I could put... I had a huge temporary space and a huge place for applications. And then I had a whole second drive where I put home, so that all my data could go on that drive. It also made it, by putting in partitions that way, I can safely say that everything in the /home/NIC directory, all of those things, anything in there are my data, and I can back all of that up and know that I'm keeping my stuff going because the applications are all somewhere else.
Okay, but so you've got the... So the boot is the primary?
Yes. Essentially, the boot and sometimes root together are the primary, and then home is... Now, you can have everything in that primary. Boot, root, and home can all be in that primary thing. But if you do put them in separate places, then you can have one... The primary partition would be boot, and might also include root, or root can be in its own partition, home can be in its own partition. And those would both be logical partitions inside extended partitions. And, of course, we haven't even talked about swap, the swap partition, which is a whole other thing.
It's usually just easier to let the OS handle it all.
Yeah.
But it's fun to tinker.
Yeah. That used to be the case until the T400 came in. Well, it did come in, and it didn't come in. It arrived before Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it was rattling like a pea in a whistle.
Oh, dear.
So, sat there for the long weekend staring at this beautiful box of chocolates, not daring to open it.
Right, the T400 ThinkPad.
Yeah, and it took a month before good old Lenovo, swell guys and gals at support and sales, shipped a replacement over.
Uh-huh.
And, tried the regular distros, and the video wouldn't work, and there are workarounds, but wanted something that would work. Haha, pun intended.
Yep. Yeah, right.
And it turned out to be Anti-X.
Oh, really?
Honestly, Anti-X, which was created for disabled, poverty-stricken T2s and 3s, right?
Yep.
And here it booted. Works flawlessly.
I just found a Linux laptop wiki that has specific instructions on the T400.
Yeah, well, it was again, but just wanted something.
Right. But now you're happy and it's working and you're all good.
Well, again, to have Linux, to have Anti-X, they don't have the idiots automatic partitioning.
Right. So you have to do it by hand. But really, in this case, you can think of it without having generally to worry about logical, primary, whatever. You can just tell the system, I need a boot partition that's, you know, maybe 10 meg, 20 meg, maybe, and a root partition that's maybe half, you know, it depends on how big your hard drive is, half your hard drive, and then the other half would be for your data.
Well, got as far as didn't throw Vista out. Because wanted to see how Gparted worked.
Right.
And it took 4 hours to shrink that little bugger into 10% of the hard drive.
Yeah, it will, yes.
Yeah. But still, like, got as far as shrinking it and having all this ginormous unallocated space. So we're getting there. It's just juggling me. But you've helped tremendously on explaining all this stuff. So actually, like you say, you can just divide the primary into the three parts and then forget about logical and extend it.
Yeah, just let the operating system handle that for you. Okie doke?
Okay. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dar. Have
Cheers.
A great week. Another satisfied member of Jazz 90.1, just like David from Rochester who pledged. Thank you, David, so much. And, of course, Marie. Marie also pledged. Thank you very much. She listens every week. So thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Entirely, and it seems that Marie forego getting any sort of benefit, and so consequently, all
her pledge dollars go farther.
Her pledge dollars go much farther. Thank you very much. We appreciate all of you who have called in to this show. We're very, very happy. Like I said, I take this personally, and I admit it. I can't help it. I'm very bad at this. And so thanks to each and every one of you, Brad, Diana, Betty, Scott, Dolores, Lynn, Trish, Dar, John, Wayne, Dave, and Marie. I don't think it was John Wayne. That's two separate people, John and Wayne. Not John Wayne. I don't want you to think that some dead guy came in and made a call from beyond the grave. That's a whole other story.
It's like the voting in Chicago, was it?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, Daniel. Daniel from Rochester has also called in. Thank you, Daniel. We only have a few minutes if you want to become a member of the station.
I don't know how much time we got because somebody's in play on the board.
Uh-oh.
Rob, let go of the board.
Well, I've got 1:54. It's 54 minutes after the hour right now on this thing, so we've got about...
Well, the clock on the board says 1:56.
I hate this when he does this to me. It's like, I didn't touch any buttons.
Right, and all of a sudden it's playing around. Rob?
Remote access is
really
scary. There we are.
The
Thank
there
you, Rob. There's Thank the you, screen Rob. We're looking for.
All right, now we're back. All right.
And that one says 1:54. Every clock in this room is different.
Should somebody call up Rob and take him out for a drink somewhere so he gets away from his computer and stops bothering us, for Pete's sake. Cheese and crackers.
Oh, now he's on the other screen.
Playing on the other one.
Remote access is scary. We sometimes do that to people in the office. You know.
Well,
in fact, I found the say command in Unix, so I can make SSHN, and I can make their computer say things to them.
Get back to work.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So that's yeah. exactly.
Oh, see, that's Rob.
That's Rob made that sound very funny. Very funny. Rob's Rob, are we done? Holy mother of pearl. Okay, that's a pretty subtle hint right there. I want to thank Brad, Diana, Betty, Scott, Dolores, Lynn, Trish, Dar, John, and Wayne, Dave, Marie, and Daniel for calling in during the show and making me feel a little better about all of this. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for becoming members. It's not too late to become a member. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. For Dave Enright and Steve Ray, I'm Nick Francesco. Thanks so much for joining us on Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.